Board of County Commissioners at 2:25, I guess, something like that. First item up is the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Next thing up is going to be the public comment section. Before I call you up here for public comment, I want to make set some ground rules since we have a rather eclectic group here today. For the duration of the meeting, no cheering, no jeering, no applause, no foot stomping. Anyone who's out of order, the sheriff will deal with you. When you come up here for public comment, make your point. When I say thank you, at that point, you'll stop talking and you'll sit down immediately, or I will call a recess and the sheriff will take whatever action is appropriate. With that, all of you who have public comment, please step forward. Have a seat on the bench up here. I want you to come up here and sit down on the bench. Okay, anyone else with public comment? All right, Mark, you're up first. Don't.
Can I go out and get a water running shop?
I don't care what you do.
This is Story County Commissioner meeting. It's the 15th of January. It's Tuesday. It's about 2:25 p.m. I'm speaking to item number. It's hard to read through this big old seal here. Oh, item number five. Public comment. First thing I have to address is that at the last commissioner meeting, it was announced that Bum Hess is going to be a lobbyist for Story County, and I've been doing my research, and I've been unable to find any record of Bum filing as a lobbyist at the state level, and I'm wondering if anybody could elaborate on
yes,
whether
Bum. Mr. Hess has been acting in that capacity for a number of years. He's not registered. There are reasons for that. Thank you very much. What do you have?
Do I need to look for any reference to Bum at the state level, or do I need
you
to go to the federal level?
You don't need to look for anything. You have anything else, Mark?
Okay. There's going to be more public comment here today, and I resent the unfinished business of the last Board of Commissioners. Things like the minutes of the November 13th meeting and the minutes of the December 4th meeting and treasury reports for September and December. I would like to speak to those later. But this is all business that the last Board of Commissioners left is unfinished business, and I'm sorry the new Board of Commissioners have to deal with this. But with a little bit of patience, we can get through this and get to the heart of the meeting. I am asking the consent agenda be opened up to public comment on treasury reports and claims. I do have some questions. Thank you.
Good. 2:26. Mr. Beach.
Yes, my name is Dale Beach, and I wanted to report that the Mark Twain Estates Advisory Board is up and running, and we'd like a little more cooperation than we've been getting so far on how we set up surveys. We'd like to maybe tap into your Rolodex, your phone surveys, and there's some on the computer that my computer experts are telling me that we can get, and to direct right to Mark Twain residence, and get them to come to meetings and stuff rather than me paying to mail out a card or whatever, or go hang it on their fence. And there's just a lot of technology that we're not using. I see that you folks are trying to get a survey, mailing out cards with a self-addressed envelope to come back on how much people make and stuff. I just think there's a cheaper way doing this on the internet or doing it with those phones, banks you folks have. And we now have a finance and management subcommittee, and that's the committee that we'd like to interface with the county on the budgets, the upcoming budgets. We call ourselves the outcast areas, and I gave a map out that shows the cost per person each county that's on the internet spends per year in year 11, and we're way above everybody except Eureka. Eureka spends a whole lot more money than we do, and
let me ask you a question. What would you think the three of us...
I can't hear you.
I say, what would you think if the three of us, commissioners and probably a couple of staffers, came down to Mark Twain and we had a informal Q&A with you folks down there, and we come down and set up in the firehouse?
No.
Up to that?
We've had our meeting, a big meeting.
Would you like us to do that?
No.
You don't want us to come down?
We want to meet with you one at a time. Then we can let our hair down and talk with the committee. We've already got this committee set up now.
Okay.
The next time we're going to call the people to order, and we'd like to use your RoboService to do that, is in May, the third Saturday in May. Lance has offered to come down every month, but you can wear people out. I want to get to May where we've got some concrete information on the budgets that we can pass out to the people down there.
You don't want the three of us all together, huh?
No. No. If you want to come down and have a county commissioners meeting down here, feel free, but you're not going to get people to come. They're interested.
I don't want to do that. We get to come down and listen to you.
Well, I would rather our committee meets and get some dialogue with you people, because they're getting everything that you folks have to say in the paper, and they feel a little bit intimidated whenever y'all come down. We had Bum and, and Marshall come down on their own, and they was welcome, and I introduced Marshall. I introduced Marshall, let him speak, and never no more that I chair. We're going to have the invited guests speak, and everybody else I'll introduce, but they don't get to speak. And if you think you're a tough chairman, I am too. I've got a lot of background at chairing meetings.
All right.
So if you'll work with us, we're going to get the DA down there too, because we got some issues with his office and the sheriff. The sheriff come down at our last meeting, and I'm going to have him.
Right.
If there's just going to be a little a nucleus of us, we won't need the sheriff, but when we get all of our people...
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, are we done?
You're done.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, thanks for coming down.
Okay. Let me know. Give me a call, Dale, when you want.
Email.
Okay. All righty. Let's move on along here.
My wife wants me home.
Okay, discussion and action, approval of the agenda for today, January 15th. Mark, you requested to move.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mark Joseph Phillips, I'm a Virginia City resident.
Which numbers?
15th of January.
Which numbers?
Right now I'm speaking to... item number 7, which is the discussion before the possible action of the approval of minutes of November 13th, 2012.
Where I am right now, Mark. I'm on item number 6. So.
Oh, approval of agenda, item number 6. Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
When it comes to the consent agenda, I would like to speak to claims and the treasury reports. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So if you just tell me which numbers. which numbers do you want to move?
Oh, I have three specific questions under item number 9 claims, and I also have a brief question, item number 10 and 11 of the Treasury reports.
Do you want me to move those off the consent, or do you just want to ask a question on them during the consent?
If your pleasure, I would.
It's a very brief question. I'll leave them on the consent. You may ask a question on each of those items. Okay.
If I could speak before the consent agenda is approved, that'd be fine.
All right. All right. Approval of the agenda for today. Any changes or other requests on it? Entertain a motion.
Move for the approval of the agenda for January 15th.
I second.
Okay, I have a motion. I have a second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right, motion is passed. Item number 7, discussion, action, approval of the minutes for November 13th. Now, on this one, of course, these two weren't here, so I'm going to turn it over to Pat and let him talk through this one.
Mr. Chairman, we consulted with legal counsel on this. This is almost a chicken and the egg thing. Sooner or later, there has to be a meeting where the new commission approves what happened for the old meeting. Certainly, we could have conceivably gotten November 13th done, but there was no way to do anything post-November 4th without it being the new commission, because even if we would have convened the commission on January 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the old commission, somebody would have had to have approved those minutes. So council's recommendation, the staff recommendation, is that you, if you feel the minutes appropriately reflect what was said, you were, I believe, both of you attended both of these meetings, and if you feel these minutes reasonably reflect what was said. Minutes are not transcripts. They are simply the outline and structure of this. These meetings are all fully video and audio recorded. But that you would make your motion to approve the minutes for the two respective months with the statement that says, while you weren't a member of the commission at that time, you did attend the meetings and you believe the minutes accurately reflect the essence of the meeting.
We move to have both these items at the same time or separately?
They're separate. Mr. Vice Chair, I would suggest, but I think you have some more public comment.
Separate. Okay, public comment.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Know who you are.
Mark just Phillips for the record. I'm speaking to item number 7. This is discussion before the approval of the minutes of November 13th. I'd like to say that the county clerk has worked with the public on getting these accurate, but in regards to the November 13th meeting, could we please refer to page number 6? Two-thirds of the way down, there's a reference to David Toll. David Toll speaking on half of Comstock Mining Association. Could we please have the record reflect that David Toll was here speaking on behalf of Comstock Residents Association?
Duly noted. Thank you.
Okay, and then on page number 17, line number 3, we have Vice Chairman Hess explaining that due to the agenda process, it wouldn't be possible to have a meeting on Thursday and the county board approve it on Tuesday, as Robin Coppy suggested. It would be more accurate to say that was the county manager, Pat Whitten, making that explanation. And
duly noted.
And last but not least, on page number 2, I would like to say the record accurately reflects my persistent month after month encouraging the last Board of Commissioners to get quarterly financial statements published. It's required by statute, and the last Board of Commissioners failed to get these quarterly reports published, so I'm hoping the new board would consider getting these published. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Did the motion? Did the motion to approve with the noted changes to the agenda?
Sure. Move for the approval of the minutes for November the 13th.
Sorry.
Although not sworn in as a county commissioner, I was in attendance that day and find that the minutes accurately reflect proceedings that day.
Okay.
With the noted corrections for Mr. Phillips.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. And you also have to make that same statement, Lance, that you were not a member of the board at the time.
I was not a member of the board at the time, but I believe they reflect the tenor of that meeting.
Okay. Excellent. I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Pass. Thank you. All righty. Moving along then. Item number eight, discussion action. Approval of minutes for December 4th. Public.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mark Joseph Phillips for the record. Story County residents speaking to item number eight. This is discussion before the approval of the minutes of December 4th. And I tried my darndest to get the last Board of Commissioners to call a special meeting to get these minutes approved on their watch, and I failed. The last Board of Commissioners canceled three out of four of their last meetings, and there's no excuse for this board. Mr. Chairman, let the record reflect that the December 4th minutes reveal a conflict of interest with Commissioner McBride. There's a parking lot lease being approved in the minutes on page five. We have a renewal and reestablishment of courthouse parking lease. I see no mention in the minutes of the exact money involved in, and further. It was Mr. Dale Beach that uncovered this whole parking lot problem.
Thank you, Mark.
I suggest that Commissioners McBride and Gilman have a conflict of interest in the December 4th minutes.
I'll call a recess at this point.